What's up, everybody? Welcome to this brief special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. I just felt compelled, even though I was on vacation, to touch on the President of the United States over in Turkey, whatever they want to call it, for the whole summit in Turkey for NATO. And I felt compelled because the President of the United States invoked himself into the proceedings before Team USA got shellacked by Belgium 4-1 last night in a round of 16 World Cup. Big headline right now. Team USA got their ass kicked. We got our ass kicked. There's no way around it. Belgium looked like the superior team. They looked like they had more energy. They looked like they had a fire in their belly that just was non-existent in Team USA. And the president, for some reason, got his fingerprints on this. Because prior to all of this, the president made news because a red card was issued to Folarin Balogun, the Team USA. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. He got all the pregame noise, all the notoriety, etc., because he had been issued a red card from the Bosnia-Herzegovina match just a few days earlier and was scheduled to be suspended for Monday night's game between Team USA and Belgium. But then the president made a call to the president of FIFA over the weekend, and the suspension was overturned, which caused an international brouhaha with Belgium and its leaders saying this is ridiculous, with folks bringing into the equation that, you know what, it shouldn't be intervention by a politician, by the president of the United States, no less, that these kind of things should not have happened. The president, in his own defense, wanted to tell you why he felt compelled to get involved. Listen to what he had to say here.
So I saw the play, and I'm a person that loves sports and was a good athlete, and I understand sports really well, really well. And that wasn't a foul. That wasn't even an infraction. That was two guys running full speed that happened to crash into each other. You can't take your foot and properly place it on somebody else's foot when you're going, no, these were two great athletes that got tangled up. And this referee, who is a little bit suspect, if you check his past, I don't want to say that because I don't like to create controversy, but very suspect. Yes, I asked for a review by FIFA. I spoke to a man who's highly respected, and by the way, whose level of respect has gone up tenfold. And I think it's a terrible, if they wouldn't allow, you know, a top player, maybe the best, maybe among the best players on the team to play, I think it would have had a big stain. And I related just that feel. I didn't tell him what to do. I can't tell him what to do. But and I don't believe he made the decision. I think it was a committee that made the decision. And they made the right decision because, number one, it wasn't a foul. And you want to see a game with your best players.
I don't know if I was on the air or not in the seconds ago when you heard me just spit out a loud laughter because the president said, I don't like, you know, I don't like to be controversial. I don't like to engage in controversy. That I thought that was hilarious, but that's neither here nor there. He's missing a boat. The reality is that the president of the United States has no business involving himself in such a situation. Now, as American citizens starving for an opportunity for Team USA to capture a World Cup instead of going home in a round of 16 for the fourth straight U.S. World Cup, or for the fourth straight World Cup, rather, the reality is that the president of the United States, the president for any nation, shouldn't involve themselves in a fashion. It's one thing to give your comments. It's one thing to speak your piece. It's another thing entirely to pick up the phone and call Gianni Infantino, the president of FIFA since February of 2016, to call him to have that kind of influence. Because we all know, and it's been well documented, how he has this fascination with President Trump, how he was more than willing to appease the president of the United States. Well, you can't play favorites. You can't do that as the president of FIFA. You certainly have to care about optics. You have to care about how things look. He might not, but you're supposed to. And that is not what happened here. And because that's not what happened here, it became a controversy. So much so that you had Belgium highly motivated to go out there. And when they went out there, they didn't just beat Team USA. They whipped Team USA's ass. To the point where us as a nation had to sit back and say, damn, we got our ass kicked. It was the kind of ass kicking that reverberated throughout the nation that had all of us looking at one another as United States citizens and saying, well, we were inferior to this team. And then to sit up there and to score a goal like they did and start doing the Trump dance. You understand? Start doing the Trump dance. Mocking the president of the United States. And then to put on their page, overrule that. Very, very embarrassing. It's one thing to lose. It's one thing to lose if you're Team USA yet again in the World Cup. It's another way. It's another thing to lose in a fashion that brings such rap attention to the nation because the president of the United States came across as somebody, regardless of what he wants to explain, trying to grease the skids. Can't do that. Can't do that. When we talk about statesmanship in the presidency, this is a very, very small thing on the radar, but it also is a big thing because it speaks to decorum and statesmanship and knowing there are certain lanes you ain't supposed to cross. I don't care how much of a sports fan that you are. I don't care that you were a former athlete. I don't care about how knowledgeable you are about sports, and Donald Trump is knowledgeable about sports. He's not lying, ladies and gentlemen, when he says he was a sports fan because he was always a sports fan. He's telling the truth. But the point is that you just can't do certain things. You just can't. Now, it was important for him to play. I got that part. I respect that. We definitely needed him out there. Make no mistake about it. But Logan, we needed him out there. No doubt. Pulisic didn't look good. He had a disappointing night. Malik Tillman, he was USA's best bright spot. Scored the equalizer goal, gave the U.S. the one true momentum swing. Looked like one of the few players who rose to the moment. Give him credit where credit is due. But Logan, all that massive pregame attention, limited match impact, wasn't that dangerous. He needed to be more involved, more decisive. He wasn't. And then we look at some of these guys. Tyler Adams, he worked in battle, but the U.S. was still exposed in transition. USA has spells. I mean, they had their moments, but Belgium dominated. And instead of conducting themselves with the class that we're accustomed to seeing on the international stage, they were mocking the United States and the president specifically. They didn't just lose 4-1 Team USA. It lost another chance to prove it had moved from a good World Cup team to a serious World Cup team. And I'm just looking at some numbers here. And I'm looking at their history of ineptitude. And I got to tell you something right now. It's not something to brag about. I mean, you got to remember, they started out the game testing goalie Matt Freeze in the opening minute. We got to remember that. They scored early. USA was outshot 15-7 for the game. I mean, what do you say? I'm just looking at this right now. Eliminated 4-1. Worst World Cup defeat by a goal margin since the 3-0 loss to the Czech Republic in 2006. It also continued the modern U.S. men's national team ceiling. The Americans have now gone out in the round of 16 in four straight World Cups. They appeared in 2010, 2014, 2022, 2026, with a major caveat that they failed to qualify in 2018. 2006 group stage exit, 3-0 loss to Czech Republic, like I just said. 2010, round of 16 loss to Ghana, 2-1 in extra time. 2014, round of 16 loss to Belgium, 2-1 in extra time. Failed to qualify in 2018. 2022, round of 16 loss again to the Netherlands, 3-1, and now they lost 4-1. The president knows the sports. He knew that. Call the president of FIFA to influence. The suspension, the red card, ultimately got overturned, caused an international incident. It's bad enough we lost the game, but we looked bad politically. Because we overstepped boundaries and lines, courtesy of our president. Sticking his nose. We're no president of a nation. So again, I'm not knocking Donald Trump for saying what he said. This is only about the call to the president of FIFA. You have a relationship with him. You knew you had that relationship with him. So you called to influence the decision. Can't do that. Can't do that. That's not how this goes. And as a result, Team USA not only lost, they got embarrassed. And not only did they get embarrassed during the game, they got embarrassed after the game because the players at Belgium were mocking the president of the United States of America. Mocking him by doing the Trump dance. That's what they did. It's not good. Not good at all. Hopefully he'll have better luck at NATO, getting some of these European nations to contribute more. Opening the door to sell F-35 jets to Turkey again. Going against his own banishment that he invoked during his first term, by the way. There's a lot of stuff to get into here. No doubt, but we won't. I just want to say, karma's a you know what. First, it was the Knicks in game three. Now it was Team USA in soccer. Just because you know sports doesn't mean you don't need to stay away from it from time to time. I'm just saying. I'll holler at y'all later. That's all I want to say. I got some sports to do. Some other sports topics on my sports channel. Till next time, y'all. Peace and love.